Good Morning Football is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
It is Monday. Hope you had a great weekend, everybody. I'm Will Sullivan. These are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network. Well, the Bills gave the city of Buffalo plenty to cheer about during the 2020 season. They won their division and made their first appearance in the AFC title game since the 1993 season. One of the biggest factors in the team's success, of course, is Pro Bowl quarterback Josh Allen. Including the playoffs last year, he became the seventh player with 50-plus combined pass and rushing touchdowns to go along with 15-plus wins in a single season, joining the ranks of Dan Marino, Steve Young, Kurt Warner, Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, and Cam Newton. Some pretty good company there. In a season that Allen made one spectacular play after another, he says he plans to be even more aggressive in 2021. The Bills QB telling my guy, Kyle Brandt, his offensive coordinator, Brian Daboll, told him to, quote, embrace the chaos.
If it's not there, figure it out, make a play. And he's okay with me kind of doing my own thing on the football field. And I think that I'm not this, obviously, stereotypical, sit in the pocket, big, strong-armed dude. I tend to make plays, and you have to take the good with the bad sometimes. And I understand that, and I understand that I can't have some of these mistakes, but also some of these moments that I've been able to extend and make these plays, it's helped our team tremendously.
Allen was the seventh overall pick from the 2018 draft. Of course, you can find out who will be the next great first-round QB like him during the 2021 NFL Draft presented by Verizon. The three-day extravaganza kicking off April 29th. Sticking with draft talk, Alabama star running back Najee Harris is a projected first-rounder, and he believes he's NFL-ready after playing for a hard-nosed coach like Nick Saban. Here's what he told the Move the Sticks podcast.
Bama is like the miniature NFL. It is. Like, they prepare you. The way they prepare us at Bama is 100%. Like, it translates to the league. I mean, you got to be mentally strong to be at that dang place. I'm telling you right now, dog. You got to be mentally strong from the meetings you have to Saban yelling at you for no reason.
LSU's Jamar Chase is NFL Network's Bucky Brooks' top receiver in the draft, and his teammate Terrace Marshall's versatility has caught a lot of scouts' eyes. Ravens linebacker Patrick Queen played with both of them in Baton Rouge and sang their praises on Good Morning Football.
They live it. They live it. Those guys walk it every day. They talk it. They practice it. They show up and they ball out. So the film don't lie for them, and I know they're going to ball wherever they go. I hope one of them will fall to us, and I know who I'm talking about. So hopefully that works out and stuff. But yeah, they're ballers, man. I love both of them.
As well as he should. For a look ahead to the draft and continued free agency 2021 news, please download the Around the NFL podcast. Well, I'm Will Sullivan. Those are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network. Have a great week, everybody.